Morning.
Morning.
One day I'm in plain clothes, the next day back in uniform. You know, it can get confusing.
I wouldn't know.
Sometimes I think the captain gets a kick out of it, moving me around, making sure I don't get too secure.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
Oh, you with us, Miss McLevin?
I believe so.
What?
Dietrich and Harris still out on that robbery call?
I guess so.
I was hoping everyone would be here, so I would only have to explain this chart one time.
Oh, starting a detective's bowling league, sir?
It's a vacation schedule, Levitt. You remember last year we kind of let it slide with all the attendant problems?
Yeah.
I would just assume we all selected our 2 weeks right now.
Right this second?
Oh, not right this second.
You can't just go grabbing a date out of the air, you know?
I realize
you
that.
You gotta figure out where you're gonna go, and then who you're gonna go with, and whether she can get off.
Must be quite a problem.
I'm used to it.
I know what he means.
Man, I'm telling you, it's a total waste of gas.
Don't tell Jimmy.
What happened? Barney, look, I'm not going back out there again unless I can get me some guarantees.
What happened?
Nothing.
Another false alarm. We got to the liquor store, no robbery. Clerk couldn't tell us nothing.
That must be what?
Fifth call, last 2 days, same area.
Right, you go out on a call, you know, the adrenaline starts pumping, the excitement's building, and then suddenly it's all over.
Sort of policeis interruptus. It's Latin humor. Hasn't been a great demand last couple of centuries.
I wouldn't be too casual about this. We still don't know what kind of individual we're dealing with here.
I do.
Excuse me, I heard all this in the car.
Could be a schizophrenic acting out involuntary impulses. An individual rebelling against societal authority.
Yeah, or it could be some cheeseburger waiting to drill a few rounds into a cop.
I was hoping to ease over that one.
Those two uniforms you got shot at last week, right? I mean, this could be the same guy.
Yeah, there were also those gang incidents uptown.
Well, we certainly can't rule out the possibility of ambush, so let's act accordingly, huh?
What's that address again? 1372? 1327. Yes, I've got it. Captain, a disturbance at the Clayton Medical Building.
Sound legitimate?
She sounded genuinely terrified.
Good.
Let's go.
You know, I think the captain's got another side to him we don't see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, side that's not so nice and compassionate.
You just noticed that?
Everybody has a less attractive side to his personality, a darker, malevolent presence that surfaces from time to time. Captain's no different.
Sort of like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Exactly. Keep your distance after he has his coffee.
Thank you.
Anything on the false alarm case?
I'm checking out some of the gang members now.
Oh. Any possibilities?
Nah. Most of them are either in jail or doing films.
Oh, by the way, you did notice the vacation charter?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the process of finalizing my reservations now.
Good.
2 beautiful weeks whooshing down the slopes of one of the most exclusive ski resorts in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh? Where are you going?
Jackson.
Mississippi?
It's Wyoming, Barney.
Oh, yeah.
It's up in the Grand Tetons.
Right.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Mississippi.
Apologize.
Oh, hey, you know, I mean, you don't ski. No reason why you should know it.
What makes you think I don't ski?
Well, I just assumed it.
All right, come on, Padre. This is the last thing I will ever ask you for.
Drop it, Leo. Hey, sure, that's okay for you. Hey, pipe down.
Will you? Okay. What do we got?
Frank and Leo Rossman.
Brothers?
Wasn't my idea.
They're engaging in mutual assault in a doctor's waiting room.
We got there, Barn. Mr. Rossman here had Mr. Rossman here in Hammerlock.
He won't take no for an answer.
Why should I? He's got two. Why can't I have one?
One what?
Kidney.
Leo has a kidney disease and he needs a transplant.
And Frank is the perfect donor.
His brother won't give him one.
I see.
I caught the tone of that.
What?
The chagrin, the moral disgust.
Mr. Rossman.
You have already condemned
it. Mr. Rossman, believe me, this is purely and simply a case of...
Disorderly conduct and destruction of private property, sir.
Thank you, Levin. Whether or not your brother gets your kidney does not concern me.
Not at all.
Well, Joe, would you just take Mr. Rossman's statement?
Yeah, sure, Barn. Here, sit over here.
Don't judge my brother too harshly. He's been under considerable strain.
Stop playing the martyr.
I forgive you, Frank.
Levitt, you take this Mr. Rossman's statement.
Yes, sir. Step over to the desk, empty your pockets of all items. You get one telephone call, I'd make it a lawyer.
You know, my brother, they gave him the test, and he was perfect. And all of a sudden, he just changed his mind and said no.
He's got it right, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You got a brother?
Yeah.
Would you do it for him?
Why don't we just go on with this?
I mean, if he needed something to give him his life back, and you could give it, wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, I suppose I would.
Well, I guess you're familiar with the saying. We're all brothers under the skin.
December 2nd through 15th, A. Dietrich.
That's me.
Hey, man, this is the 2 weeks when I'm going skiing.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
Hey, that's okay, Arthur. I'm just glad we caught it in time.
I'm afraid I can't change it.
Why not?
My plans are already set.
But why do you have to have these 2 weeks?
4th to the 15th is the annual Wolfgang Goethe Festival.
Time again for that already?
Each year, Goethe aficionados from all over the world come to Pennsylvania Dutch country for 10 days of lectures, discussions, and workshops on his writings, concluding with a performance of Goethe's Faust in the original German.
That's it?
And all the pretzels you can eat.
Look, Secret.
Man,
I was very, very lucky to get this reservation, man. And I mean, you know, I just hate to kind of miss out on it just because of some silly little mix-up.
Sure, I can understand that.
I mean, I've been looking forward to going to this place for a long time, you know? I mean, it's an opportunity to get away from the suffocation of the city, breathe some clean air, get a fresh perspective on things.
I can dig it.
Arthur, I want this time. I mean, I need this vacation very much, man. I mean, I'd sell my soul for it.
I thought you looked familiar.
Is that no?
Yeah.
Man, I told you, the reservations are hard to come by.
So
Jackson, Wyoming.
You're a problem?
I don't have one.
He stole my time.
Huh? Possessive pronoun is debatable.
Fun, he's blowing my whole vacation.
It's unavoidable.
I take it there's a scheduling difficulty?
Fun, I told you about my beautiful skiing trip. Ask him where he's going.
Harris, it's really none of my business.
Please, just ask him.
Where are you going?
Over there, I'll be right back.
He is going to a Goethe festival in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Philosophy and pretzels, huh?
You been to it?
I've got a call in on a grocery holdup. Dispatch, check that out. It's a fake, same block as the ambush last week.
Okay, now let's not take any chances. I want you to break out some weapons. I want a full flight of uniforms just in case you need a backup.
Barn, I have been scrimping and scraping for this vacation all year.
Harris, we'll take care of it.
I'm going to end up in the Catskills.
Wonderful how petty differences and personal problems are set aside and forgotten in the face of true crisis.
I suppose. I don't want you to think this vacation thing is settled.
Let's go.
Now listen, the two of you. No heroics. I don't want either of you to take any unnecessary risks.
Right. Maybe you should go first.
Sir, I finished processing Rossman Franklin. Here's a copy of the report for perusal at your leisure.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Levitt, have you you selected your vacation time yet?
No, sir. Actually, I hadn't planned on taking one, sir. I may work straight through the next few years.
It's very commendable, Levitt, but I'm afraid the city cannot afford...
I wouldn't be adverse to donating my time, sir.
All right, Levitt, what's the problem?
The problem, sir? Kramer, Kogan, Lefkowitz, Zatella.
Levitt.
Those guys in uniform, all they think about is getting up here in my place.
Levitt, you're exaggerating the situation.
You have any idea how much they would like to be wearing this suit, sir?
Look, Levitt, you've been around here long enough to have established your credentials, your value to the squad.
I'd like to think so, sir.
You're a good cop. You should not have to worry about someone usurping your position just because you're gone for a couple of weeks.
Thank you, sir.
I mean it.
Guess I just need a little reassurance from someone I respect.
It'll take a couple of weeks. Go away somewhere, have a good time, enjoy yourself. Your job will be here when you get back.
I take that as a verbal contract, sir? Personal word, I understand, sir. I'll consult my calendar, sir.
You do.
The body only needs one kidney to function. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Can I?
Oh, yeah, sure. The other one's just so much excess baggage. A person almost be lucky to get rid of one.
Inside.
Of course, I was only speaking hypothetically.
Well, speaking hypothetically.
Yeah.
What happens if a person donates a kidney and then something happens to the one that's left?
You got a brother.
For God's sakes, leave him alone.
All right, come on, right this way, Stevens.
Personally, I think the shotguns were a little too much, but better too much than too little.
Our sentiments exactly.
This is our false alarmist?
Blows every theory I had.
Captain Gilman, Captain Miller.
You should be very proud of your officers.
I am.
This is the Joker who was playing dialing for detectives.
Mr. Gilman, you were responsible for those phone calls?
It was well worth it.
Here's Mr. Gilman who was in a market for a safer neighborhood. He was conducting his own police comparison tests.
Shop around. That's what Bess Meyerson says.
He was logging our response times.
6 minutes, 20 seconds. Almost a minute off your old record.
Well, we had to win with us.
All right, we're going to need further information, Mr. Goodman. Just have a seat right over there.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot.
Barton, they got the bail tickets downstairs for the Rossmans, so I just write up a release and let them go?
Yeah.
See, the guy's been talking at me a lot, you know? And, I mean, the way he looks at me, I feel like a used organ store.
Compassion for other people's problems is all well and good, but there are times you have to think of yourself and your own well-being, and you've got to learn how to say no to people.
You want to tell him that?
No. See?
Thanks, Barn.
You don't really want me to book him, do you? You want me to just give him a citation, let him go?
No, we can't just let Mr. Gilman go. That would deprive him of the opportunity of investigating the rest of our legal system. Oh. I mean, you wouldn't want to stop halfway, would you, Mr. Gilman?
Well, actually,
there's a lot more to check out around here. There's fingerprinting, mug shots, bail, arraignment, trial, jail.
I understand, but you see, as a matter of fact, I think I got sufficient data now, Captain.
You sure, Mr. Gilman?
Oh, yes. I won't trouble you gentlemen again.
All right, turn him loose. Give him a citation.
Let me go in there for a second.
Hey, guys, get ready. You're leaving.
Well, I guess all's well that ends well.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I'm kind of glad all this happened. You gave us a chance to have a couple of minutes together alone.
Right.
In case we don't get another chance.
You are pathetic.
Okay, Frank. Okay, I'm through begging and trying to shame you. I still have a little pride left and a little self-respect.
Good.
So I'm going to ask you this just one more time, and then I'm never going to mention it again. Are you going to give me the kidney?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean if I had 3 kidneys. Even if I had 100, I would not give you 1.
Oh, you just hate me, is that it?
You still don't see. It's always been the same with you, ever since we were kids. Give me this, give me that. Toys, girls, money. And Mom always saying, you got 2, Frank. Give your brother 1.
I was the baby.
You're 43 now. Grow up!
Okay, let's find out.
Sorry.
That's all right. Just out of here. Your stuff's over there. Make sure you got everything, please.
You know, I never knew he felt that way.
Neither did I.
You just gave me all those things because you wanted to get rid of me, right?
Leo, I gave you those things because you're my brother and I love you.
Show him to the desk sergeant downstairs on your way out.
Thanks. Sergeant, I want to apologize to you. I had no right inflicting my problems on you. You probably have a lot of problems of your own.
All right, just forget it.
Leo, let's go.
Yeah, sure.
Leo. Maybe we can work it out.
Whatever you say, Frank.
I need time to think. It's a bit of a sacrifice.
You ever read Faust by Goethe?
Why?
Just seems apropos. If you recall, Faust made a pact with the devil. His soul in exchange for 1 moment of perfect contentment.
So?
Well, it's just that Faust finally realized his moment through the selfless act of helping others. It's just brushing up for my trip.
I'm checking out, Bart.
Me too, Barn. I got an early date.
Gentlemen, no one's leaving for the moment. Now, this schedule has been up on the board for 8 hours now, and except for Dietrich's name, it is still blank.
I'm Junior. I didn't want to usurp the higher-ranking squad member, sir.
Orjo? I didn't see your name up there.
Dietrich's the only thing stopping me.
You got snow 6 months a year. My thing's once.
But I don't have reservations
six months a year. Gentlemen, this is exactly what happened last year and exactly why I put that thing up on the board. Now, for my own peace of mind, I would really like to know that any scheduling difficulties can be resolved in a friendly and rational manner. Huh?
Sure, Barn.
Right, okay.
Hey, worst comes to worst, we can always go eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Hey, let's do one potato, two potato, huh?
In episode 120, you might recognize Michael Fox as Captain Ritter. He was a regular on Falcon Crest, Perry Mason, and The Bold and the Beautiful, and he is also the reason Michael J. Fox has a J. Stay tuned for The Well, next on Hogan's Heroes. ¶¶